The first chamber concert of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra season celebrates the 100th anniversary of one of Britain's most beloved and renowned composers, Benjamin Britten. Tonight, tenor William Burden and horn soloist Stephen Hanrahan are featured in Britten's Opus 43 song cycle, The Serenade for Tenor, Horn, and Strings. Here's conductor and music director Alistair Willis.
Well, this is a program, of course, that's very close to my heart, having some English connection myself. Ahem. We are thrilled for our main piece of the program to be performing Benjamin Britten's Serenade for Tenor, Horn, and Strings. As we know, this year is the centennial of Benjamin Britten's birth, and his music is being played all over the world, all of his operas, all of his orchestral music, all of his incredible songs, song cycles, and we're taking advantage of that. If you were at our first symphony concert, you will have heard us already play The Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra. And these works are so fantastic, and Benjamin Britten being such an important English composer, we thought we'd have just one other piece this year of his, and the Serenade for Tenor, Horn, and Strings works perfectly for our chamber orchestra concert.
What's the text that's set?
Well, there are six poems that are set, and the theme is night. A serenade being the serenade of night. I guess the original definition of a serenade was of a male singing a love song to his lover underneath a balcony, you know, at night. Mm-hmm. But Benjamin Britten takes a different take on this, and these are settings of six English poets, and he wrote this during World War II. So some of the poems are a little dark, no pun intended, but also express the beauty and the mystery of night.
And who are the poets?
The poets, I've only heard of four of the six. One of them we don't know. It's anonymous. He's written a lot of stuff, that anonymous chap.
He's prolific.
He is. The one I don't know is Charles Cotton. It's a setting of his poem called Evening Quatrains. But the other poets are Tennyson, Blake, Ben Jonson, and John Keats.
Oh.
So some real classics. The real classic stuff. And these poems are so powerful in themselves, and how Britten treats them with a string orchestra, with one tenor as a soloist, and a French horn also as soloist. It's really quite an incredibly interesting, beautiful, colorful, and amazing piece of music. And we are thrilled to have the great American tenor William Burden come and sing this with us.
Well, why do you think Britten is such a significant composer?
I don't want to sound too biased, but England really, I think one of the greatest composers we ever had was Henry Purcell, and not a lot in between. It would seem that, you know, I love Vaughan Williams, I love Edward Elgar, I love pretty much Vaughan Williams and Holst, I love all these people, but Benjamin Britten really came along and seemed to put England on the map classical music-wise. He wrote lots of operas, and they are still performed worldwide. His language, his musical language, is so unique. He found a way of combining the fascinating in theater, in music, in harmony. He did things that other English composers really hadn't, and he seems to speak to us. He wrote across the very prolific, pretty much every genre, and for children's choirs, for full scale orchestra, requiems. The famous War Requiem was performed recently here, many places. It's incredible, actually, to answer that question, Carl, by looking at this year when everybody seems to be performing his music and how much music there is of his to perform and how popular it is and how the audiences are coming. And he just made such an incredible contribution to our musical world.
Also on the program, music of Elgar.
Yes, Edward Elgar. We opened my very first season with his Enigma Variations, probably his most famous work. And there's a piece of his we're playing on this chamber program this weekend. It's called Introduction and Allegro. And it's about, I'd say, a 16, 17-minute piece of music for strings. And it features a solo string quartet, who will be the members, the principals of our orchestra. as you can imagine, they sit in a sort of semicircle, and I'll be standing in the gap that leaves. And behind them will fill out the rest of the orchestra as you'd normally expect them.
And finally, Gerald Finzi, a wonderful composer.
Gerald Finzi, one of the most underplayed English composers, I think. He wrote some extraordinarily exquisite music, and we have one of those pieces today, one of those pieces for you this weekend. It's his Romance for strings, and it is 8 minutes of pure bliss. I discovered this piece a few years ago. It's just a slice of heaven. Finzi was a very literary man. He had a wonderful library. He seemed to have been very influenced by Vaughan Williams and Elgar himself. And this was written after World War I. And it just moves me. It's just the most remarkable. It's a slow elegy. It's a love song. My goodness, it's open-hearted, it's intimate, it's a gem of a string orchestra piece, and we are so excited to play this and to introduce our audiences to this piece.
It seems to me, and this is just an observation, that England has had these flowerings of great composers at certain times in its history. You look at the Elizabethan age, and then you said, of course, Purcell, and then again in the 20th century, was there something culturally going on that made England such a source of all these wonderful composers in the 20th century?
Well, culturally, there's always things going on in England, and especially London being one of the capitals of the world, where I lived for a couple of years myself. Always inspiring, just walking down the streets of London mm-hmm. town. But these pieces, I think, were very much connected to the global events of the time. The Benjamin Britten, of course, was a request from the great horn player Dennis Brain. During World War II, we needed something to lift. Art and music was able to lift the troops and lift our spirits and to help us through the difficult times and the dark days. And music just does that in any age. Finzi's Romance was written just after World War I. I think, again, there's a connection there, too. So to have the connection of the two world wars, slightly in one case, but very much in the other case, in our concert, is helping there. And I think Edward Elgar's Introduction in Allegro, there's a connection to our culture there. This piece was written to celebrate the formation of the new London Symphony Orchestra. And boy, haven't they done well since.
The shorter format again for this concert, right?
Right. We're performing at First Presbyterian Church in downtown Springfield. And we have one performance at 6 p.m. and we'll repeat the performance at 8 p.m. So if you come at 6 and love it, you can certainly stay for the second performance. It'll be exactly the same. And we are looking forward very much to coming back to First Presbyterian, where we performed a concert last year with the same format. That worked very, very well.
That was Alistair Willis, the conductor and music director of the Illinois Chamber Orchestra. Two performances this evening at the First Presbyterian Church in downtown Springfield at 6 and 8 p.m. I'm Carl Scroggins.